There are certain bands that could only exist at this moment in time, and Overmountain Men is one of them. Led by Charlotte-based songwriter David Childers and Avett Brothers bassist Bob Crawford, the group glides effortlessly between country and indie rock, old-school folk, with just a touch of Tom Waits to boot. All these styles crop up on Overmountain Men's sophomore effort, The Next Best Thing, just released last month on Ramser Records. You'll find links to the recording at wfdd.org/triadarts, and we're sampling from it right now. You can hear Overmountain Men live in concert this Saturday night, February 16th at The Garage in Winston-Salem. David spoke with me by phone from his home in Charlotte.
A man and a woman go to a bar.
The first rule to me is it has to be true to me. I don't write for anybody else. I'm writing to create a song that is an honest reflection of what I am. Even if it's just somebody else telling the story, if it's I have to have an emotional response to the song. So if after I've worked it and I hear it back, I realize that, yeah, I can really feel this. It just comes out of my guts.
Hides the dark river that bleeds us of light. Tall, smoking
gun. I have to have that going on with anything I do, where it's, I can't always say I do that with my law practice, but as far as my art, painting, writing songs, or performing, I don't want to just go through the motions. I'm trying to make a real connection, either with myself and the song, or with the song and an audience. But it's just trying to be honest and be who I am, not trying to be somebody else.
It makes sense that the words natural and real, as well as beautiful, were words used to describe the lyrics, the song Smoke and Mirrors. What does that mean to you in music today? What was real and natural mean in the musical sense?
Well, I don't see too much of it or hear much of it. I do hear, but I don't know if that's anything unique. I certainly don't want to put down anybody else's music because there's certain things that I grow to like over time. I may hear something now that I don't like or that doesn't sit right with me, and over time I realized that I was wrong about it. I should have given it more of a chance.
How about an example?
Well, like rap music, for one thing, or hip-hop music. I just had an old white guy's reaction to that, kind of typical at first, I felt it seemed alien and hostile and stupid. And then, especially like my son and daughter get me to listen to it, suddenly realized, like, man, I'm the one that's being stupid because, this is immediate poetry. Some of these groups, things like NWA, they were really talking about very real things, as real as anything other writers or artists would be talking about. It's coming immediately from these people's lives.
I'm all out of diamonds. I'll never get married again. Such things are too expensive.
Singer-songwriter, guitarist, painter, writer, and attorney, David Childers. Along with Avett Brothers bass player Bob Crawford, he leads the band Overmountain Men. We've been sampling from their new CD, cheekily titled The Next Best Thing, and you'll find links at wfdd.org/triadarts. Overmountain Men will be live in concert tomorrow night, Saturday, February 16th, at The Garage in Winston-Salem. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.